This is North Shore Today for Thursday, November 3, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the low 60s. According to the CEO of Eversource, our region could face power shortages this winter during cold snaps due to natural gas shortages. Salem News Statehouse reporter Christian Wade is reporting today that CEO Joe Nolan is saying in a letter to President Biden that the need for action from the federal government is compelling and needs to happen now in order to prevent problems this winter. Lynn City Hall hosted a public meeting last night on the MBTA's plan to renovate the Lynn Commuter Rail Station and replace the adjacent parking garage. The Daily Item in Lynn is reporting today that the MBTA made a presentation on the structural concerns found on site and the improvements that are in the renovation plan, but they were unable to answer questions as to the timeline for the completion of the work. A community meeting in Beverly on the repairs on the Hall Whitaker Bridge drew comments and concerns from the public this week. Here's an observation from one Beverly resident.
I just want to comment on the 20-year plan. I think that's kind of ludicrous that a whole cohort of people may not even be here in 20 years. So they'll never know life with normalcy again and safety, and a whole cohort of children will never know what Rileside actually is because of this problem. So I think cutting down that timeline is essential. I personally think both bridges should just get junked and built at the same time, 5 years done. I don't think probably other people would agree with me on that, but the likelihood of Kernwood shutting down is so high. I mean, in the past three months, it's probably been shut down like three times, and then we're going to shut it down even more just to do superficial stuff, but just mechanical issues that keep cropping up are just going to become more and more frequent.
Our website has the meeting available below on our North Shore Today post. Salem News is also reporting today that six men have been charged resulting from a violent fight at the Middleton Jail. The fight broke out among seven inmates, sending two guards and two prisoners to the hospital. The fight took place on October 22. And word is, nobody won Powerball last night, so the jackpot rises to a near-record $1.5 billion. That's with a B, $1.5 billion. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics lost to the Cavaliers last night, 114-113. The Bruins play tonight in New York against the Rangers. All the high school sports tournament pairings are out. Boys and girls soccer matchups were announced yesterday. Our website has all the links that you need to follow the local teams this week. High school football. Marblehead will host Whitman-Hanson Friday night. Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff tells us his team needs to move the ball consistently rather than rely on the big plays to score.
Ed, what you want to see is sustained drives. You want to be able to chew up the clock a little bit. Move the ball, have consecutive completions, consecutive first down, anything like that where you get into some sort of a rhythm. And I just didn't feel like up until this point that we've been there. We really still, again, in Danvers, weren't there again. So offensively, that's what you really want to see in terms of getting into rhythm.
Marblehead football coach Jim Rudloff. Check out all the football coaches' interviews this week with our area coaches, and check out Nick and Nick with the two Sports Desk shows, all posted on our website. That is sports, along with Rick Moore. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.